The greatest mystery will only be revealed to you through the heart. This is the journey we must take to return to wholeness. Introduction. When clients arrive on my doorstep, all ages, walks of life, races and religions, believers, non-believers, skeptical, doubtful, fearful, curious, and everything in between, they've usually been ushered or prompted by either their higher self soul energy or their guides. And they aren't even fully conscious that this sort of energy exists. They just know something isn't quite right, or they're at a crossroads, in the deep trenches of a crisis, or feeling stuck or lost and have nowhere else to turn. I'm often the last chance saloon. Invariably, when they've settled into my therapy room, a palpable sense of panic will begin to fill the space between us. This is Kit's story. 10 minutes early, I wait outside Estelle's house. It's taken 3 months to get this appointment, so there's already a sense of anticipation building up inside me. I glance at the green door, then rub my palms on the lemon balm sprawling from the front garden. Eventually, Estelle pops her head out of the top window, assuring me I'm in the right place. I'm taken aback by her warmth. There's a childlike cheek to her expression that I wasn't expecting. I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. Her previous client ushers me up the steep white staircase. Suddenly, my stomach ties itself in knots, and my usual cocky bravado leaves the house and goes down the street along with the former client. My hands shake as I untie my boots. Meaningless words stream from my mouth as I try to appear poised. I fail miserably. Estelle ushers me into a candlelit room and proceeds to plonk giant crystals on various parts of my body. Their weight pushes me down into the fabric of her sofa. "Breathe deeply," she soothingly instructs, clocking the uncertainty etched across my brow. There's a dense atmosphere in this room. You could cut it with a knife. It's powerful, charged with a femininity and an almost ancestral quality. I panic, wondering what the hell I've signed up for. Estelle sits, cloaked in melancholy. My melancholy. After a pregnant pause, she burrows through the thick air between us and latches onto my gaze. I instantly feel stripped naked. Seen. Our greatest fear is that if we are fully seen, if we drop the armour and stand there, in the stark rawness of authentic vulnerability, then the parts of ourselves that we have suppressed, muted, and relegated to the shadows will be judged by others in the way that we so harshly judge ourselves. I want you to know, right here, right now, that there is life beyond the fear of being exposed, beyond the old hurts and shame that tell you it's too dangerous to risk being fully seen, even though it's secretly what you truly wish for. You may have to shed a few skins to get there and shine a light into some dark corners to find the way. But the place beyond is a heart space that births miracles and generates a frequency of grace, flow, healing, and belonging. It will help you choose wisely and bring you what you need. You'll remember your passion and discover your purpose. You will tend to your inner fire, anchor into a deep truth about who you are, and manifest your intuition and your unique gifts, your true essence. When we are out of touch with our true essence, we're like a ship without a North Star or compass. We're unable to ever truly plot a navigable course to a safe harbour or master the turbulent tides of our lives. Our inner GPS system is officially kaput. This lifetime is about building a safe harbour for ourselves, a safe place within, where we can come home to ourselves. No one can do that for us. But through the process that I'll present here, you will learn how to do it for yourself. The foundations of this safe place will be built on a deeper understanding of the multidimensional reality of love. And your ship will drop anchor there through the power of your heart. Your sense of self will no longer rely on other people's approval, ideas, or opinions of you. Those days of desperately seeking external validation are really coming to an end now. You will find your voice. Harness the courage to speak your truth and maintain healthy boundaries that support your new way of being in the world. Possibility, empowerment, and hope are woven through each of the chapters in this book. And my wish is that once you've completed it, not only will you have a strong, easy-to-access practice that will support your true essence, but you will have begun to deepen your relationship with the magic, power, and beauty of your heart and your cosmic blueprint. This process also helps you develop your connection to the quantum field. This is an energetic frequency that expedites your ability to heal, manifest, and cultivates a sense of mastery in your life. The holy grail of healing is transformation. Not fleeting transformation, but grounded, life-changing, karma-clearing transformation. Tangible shifts that gather momentum and create daily miracles that we can touch, feel, and experience at the very core of our being. Over the past 20 years, I've helped thousands of people heal their trauma and transform their lives from the inside out. Every morning, I prepare my space and pray. I ask that all the souls I have the privilege of meeting that day will touch their divinity. And I know we're meant to meet because everything is always as it's meant to be. I've also prayed for this moment, that I'd write a book and it would find its way to whoever needed it. You're meant to be listening to these words at this time. Somehow, we've both chosen to meet in this way. And I'm setting the intention, right here, right now, that these chapters are a companion and support on your journey back to your true essence and a life where you can express your truth and really embody your authentic joy and potential. Our true essence is our infinite nature. It's the part of us that never dies. And when we've connected with it, our guidance and intuition are strong. When this channel isn't cluttered with the chit-chat of internal negative self-talk and beliefs, or the endless lists of stuff that our ego and toxic fear love to remind us about, we're able to create space in our consciousness to grow and evolve. We become free to commune with nature, our ancestors, our family in the light, and the divine every day. We have the power to co-create our reality. And that is what this book is about. These chapters are a distillation of the many hours I've spent bearing witness to the preciousness of what makes us human. The trials and tribulations of what Buddhists call samsara, this earthly dimension of pain and suffering. It's everything we already know, but need to be reminded of. The practices in this book are pretty simple. They include slight adjustments to the way that you show up every day to bring you into alignment. You don't need to feel overwhelmed. Just take your time, pause, re-listen to sections if you need to. Start a new journal, make notes, and above all, remember to have compassion for yourself. You have actually got this. So let's make some magic.